We had the first concert where we had about 60 people. Yes, we agree on that, Nessie.
Yeah.
And then we kind of
just to fill you in, because you've come in halfway through the conversation. What are we talking about?
We're talking about the Birmingham Gay Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
One of only two in the country. So that either makes us the worst or the second best. But we'll go with the second best.
Second best.
And it's been a hard first year.
It started off as a first hard year. I mean, after the first concert where we'd run into a few troubles and there was a change of musical director. And so the first concert we had about 60 people at, which considering the CBSO Centre holds about 300, 400, meant that we didn't do so well. And it was kind of a bit of a blow, but we regrouped over the summer, started again properly in September, and the first concert we did at Christmas, we sold 140 tickets in 2 weeks, considering that we'd kind of forgotten about the fact that we needed to sell tickets to put on a concert. And then, because more and more people have heard it, and people like the Birmingham LGB Trust and lots of the bars on Hurst Street have got behind it, we have got an orchestra of around 40 people now. Considering back in June we had maybe about 20, and we managed to sell over 400 tickets for this concert, and then the Adrian Bolt Hall in the Birmingham Conservatoire, our resident music college, and we're going to be playing as part of the Pride celebrations in May, and they've given us like a full side stage, so that will be involving performing to about 1,000-2,000 people.
Wow.
So within the space of a year, we've gone very, very far.
That's fantastic. So are you the leader of that orchestra?
No, I'm just the orchestral manager, so I'm just
So what's the difference between the orchestral manager and the leader? I don't know anything about classical
technically,
music.
Technically, the leader of the orchestra is just kind of the person who sits at the front. She's the lead violinist and kind of leads the orchestra in a sense when they're playing. But as orchestral manager, I'm responsible for making sure everyone knows about the schedule, knowing that, making sure they've got all the parts, making sure they turn up on time. If they don't turn up on time or don't turn up at all, why they haven't done so, and just chasing around general stuff like that. But we have got another guy, Chris Calvert, who's kind of like the chair of the orchestra, and he's responsible for the day-to-day running, liaising with people, like trying to get sponsors and sorting out the contracts for venue hires and the concert venue hires and things like that.
So this is quite a lot of work going
into this. It's a lot of work, but there's a small group of us that all do our little bit to help. And it's something that was really important to us, because we've got quite a few members of the orchestra that maybe haven't played their instruments for about 10, 15 years, that have seen what the orchestra's about and have come along and have kind of picked up where they left off. And we've got like a good group of players that not only get on with each other in the orchestra and kind of socialise outside of it, but also happen to make music that sounds really good.
So for whatever reason, these people had stopped performing.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes
you just found a route back for them.
I mean, for example, one of our flute players, Andy, he is an anaesthetist, so I imagine the day-to-day of being doing medicine is probably a reason for why you'd kind of drop something like that, because it's such an intense thing to do that you don't necessarily get the time. But obviously, having come along and stayed, you find a reason to practice rather than just, you know, thinking, oh, it's okay, I don't really need to bother. But it's something they all seem to really, really enjoy. I mean, back when we started, we were rehearsing once a month for a couple of hours, but now we've kind of got a full orchestral schedule. We rehearse, we have a rigid schedule, we rehearse like twice a month, and then put on three concerts a year, and then do other things such as Pride. And because of the way that it's been just talked about and the way it's been advertised, we've also been asked to go and play at Nottingham Pride. So we're in early talks about potentially doing that as well.
We're taking
the orchestra on tour.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. There we go.
It was good. It was really good.
No, I'm okay. You should have said come to